Well, we talk a lot on this program. We take a lot of calls from people who've either been in business and have struggled and the business has gone bad, or indeed people who've been ripped off by businesses, by builders in particular in the building industry, and lost money in a project that's not been finished or has been shoddily done. What can you do to protect yourself against that sort of project and problem happening? Well, there's a brand new business that's been advertising on 2GB, which I thought we would talk to and check out this idea because I think it's very clever. It's a bit startup called Check Vault, and to explain it to us is their founder, Kieran Martin. I find it's always best to go to the people who invented the idea and see if they can explain it to us. How are you, Kieran?
Oh, very well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
We are in the middle of obviously an online revolution. The world's changed completely from when we were growing up. In the old days, you had someone come around and give you a quote on a job. Normally, they turned up, they did it. You paid them, sometimes cash when you shouldn't have. Otherwise, they invoiced you and everybody got on with their life. But we're in a period where people do get ripped off, and you've come up with an idea to help people avoid that. Can you explain what Check Vault is?
Yeah, sure. It's an online escrow system. So essentially, we've done a deal with the major banks, ANZ and Perpetual Trustee, to hold money whilst people get work done to their satisfaction and only release those funds when the contractor has done their work for whatever they've contracted to do.
So the money there's no drip feeding of payment.
You can do it as milestones as you wish. So over a 12-month build, you might do it monthly if that's the right way to go. But the big thing to protect a consumer is you don't have to pay that deposit, because when you think about it, you're paying a deposit to someone who hasn't even started work yet. So this allows that to say, look, I'm good for the money. There's the money in Check Vault. Can you please start the work and it'll be released as the contract requires.
So the person who, is this for all size jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got residential, we've got commercial jobs going through it, big and small. Look, some people are using it even for dog training. Some people are using it for just normal sparkies and plumbers, right up to big residential home builds of, $5 to $10 million.
Okay, so I'm building a brand new bathroom. I've got a number of quotes. I've chosen the bathroom company that I'd like to build my bathroom. Take me through what then happens. The project is worth $12,000. I'm good for the money. I've taken out a loan. I've got the dough. What happens next?
Okay, so the bathroom company would say, look, Steve, I know you're good for the dough, but look, to prove it, can you put this money in Check Vault for the $12,000? In fact, because you're such a good client and because I know you're going to pay me when this job is done, I'll do it for you for $11,500. We've just taken risk out of the pricing of that bathroom. Bang, there it is. It's in Check Vault. Straight away, the contractor would go in, fix up your bathroom. When you're happy with the work, the contractor would request on their iPhone or iPad or whatever they wanted to do, they request release of those funds. You get an SMS text to say, look, Steve, are you happy with it? And all you have to do is reply 123456 or whatever the security code is, and the money will be released from Check Vault to the contractor. Everyone's got what they wanted. You got a great bathroom. They got their money, and they knew they were always secured throughout that job.
So, Kieran, how does Check Vault insert itself into that process, into that relationship?
So the contractor sends his quote through our free online quoting system. You receive it as an email. It looks exactly like any other PDF quote you've ever received through your email. You have a look at it, and down the bottom it says, here is the BPAY code or credit card code where you transfer the money.
You've given a couple of really interesting examples of how this idea, and I think it's a great idea, could have helped out. You gave the example in an email to me of Nick Ogilvie, who ran a sheet metalwork business. Can you explain what happened to Nick?
Yeah, so Nick's business got larger and larger. He was good at his trade, and this is what happens. A lot of good guys are good at their trade. They end up building businesses a lot larger. They're working for a lot more clients. Then at some point, they end up specializing and they end up with two or three big builders, let's say. Unfortunately, during a cash liquidity problem like a builder going bust, that has that flow-on, knock-on effect to everybody. And in particular, one of my colleagues, who his business was put under financial stress because of that. So if Check Vault had been around back at that time, Nick's company would have been able to be secured throughout his building process, would have been able to deliver it to site and know that he was going to get paid.
The other big advantage, of course, is that if you've contracted a company to do a job for you, and not on your job, but on another project they're working on, somebody does the wrong thing by them and puts them out of business, affecting you.
Yes.
You avoid that problem as well.
That's right. Your money hasn't been released to that contractor. Your money is still safe in Check Vault. And under the terms of the two parties, a liquidator would usually step in that case and try to get that money out of you, Steve. So instead, it's going to sit there and just wait until you get what you paid for, or else the court or whatever your contract says, it would be returned to you.
And the bank guarantees that you have behind this can make people rest easy that you're not going to disappear with their money.
Absolutely. The money is never held in our name. It is always held with a custodian, Perpetual Trust, Corporate Trust. They're a 100-year-old trustee company, and the monies are always held in a cash overnight Big Four bank. We've also audited by the same IT security auditors that do the Big Four banks. So it's secure on its IT side.
So you're a former accountant, you know the numbers. How does Check Vault make an income out of this?
Oh, right. So whilst monies are held in Check Vault, we earn the interest on those monies. That allows us to pay our costs and expand the business. During that time, after release, monies go straight out and we do make a fee for any credit card payments. But essentially, the escrow facility is free for everyone to use.
So did you had you copied this idea from somewhere, or did you invent this yourself?
We invented it ourselves. I was sick and tired. I'd seen a lot of contractors in the same sort of people probably calling your show who had been burnt, either consumers or getting things built, or alternatively, contractors who hadn't been paid for the work that they had done. For whatever reason. It happened a lot during the GFC, obviously, and there was no safe, easy way to protect them.
Where can people check up Check Vault if they want to get involved? And I think it's, as I said at the beginning, I think it's a great idea and it gives everyone peace of mind. Well, have you got a website?
Yeah, checkvault.com.au.
All one word, Check Vault.
All one word, checkvault.com.au.
Good stuff, Kieran. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Kieran Martin there, who was the founder of that business. It sounds pretty good to me. Checkvault.com.au.